On the live line with us this morning is supervisor and member director, that is, of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Lots to cover this morning, but yes. let's talk first about cap and trade. Can you explain Governor Brown's cap and trade bill and how it might affect the Bay Area?
Well, yeah, I will. It is essentially an extension of the cap and trade program that we've already established. The whole issue of the trade wasn't as successful as I think he wanted it to be regarding what we were paying. But I think that it's overall a good bill. However, the Air District is disappointed because we have a mission to protect the public's health in terms of those air toxins that are emitted by the 8 different refineries. Actually, there's 5, but there's 8 different places that they produce petroleum. And there's a whole level of crude oil that is coming into our area now that is very dirty, and it emits some pretty nasty toxins. And under his bill, we would not be able to lower those emissions and thereby lowering the toxins. So that's why we're not happy about it. We were going to lower the emissions about 2 weeks ago, and we had a lot of environmentalists show up and yell and scream at us that it wasn't enough. And so some of the newer board members said, okay, we'll wait. And I said, well, that's going to be a mistake because Brown wants the money from the refineries, and, you know, he still has things he wants to do in his term, and we're going to miss our opportunity here. And I feel very strongly that the regional districts have such an important part to play in terms of climate change, but also in terms of protecting the health of the people who live here. It's usually the poor communities that live around those refineries, and they pay dearly in terms of those toxins. Higher incidence of asthma, bronchial disease, and blood diseases too, such as leukemia. So I'm disappointed, and we're going to continue to lobby and encourage the legislatures that represent us, especially here in Sonoma County, to put some pressure on to allow the air districts to lower those emissions if we need to, in terms of taking getting some control on those toxins and really doing what's right in terms of social justice and caring for those poorer populations who live around those refineries.
Supervisor, we haven't talked in a while. I love me some renovated Courthouse Square. If you're driving through on your bike and you start looking at the architecture or people, I mean, could anything happen?
You must have read my Facebook post. Yeah, I still have a big boo-boo on my knee.
There was an accident that took place?
Yes, there was an accident that took place. I was just riding around looking at the architecture, good old time. I don't actually think I probably should have been riding my bike, but we were to Courthouse Square, but we were kind of on the area where you park your car. So we were on the perimeters, but I was trying to get back into the bike lane and didn't see the curb and took a header. So but I'm fine, you know. Just my ego was bruised.
That happens to the best of us for sure.
Yes, exactly.
And also, Supervisor Zane, we have to ask you about now that Steve Freitas, the sheriff, has decided to retire early, and he has suggested that Assistant Sheriff Rob Giordano become the interim sheriff between now and the end of next year. When will the Board of Supervisors decide that issue?
Well, we have to decide it soon because I think Steve is saying that he wants to retire on August 1st. So we basically have about 2.5 weeks to make that decision. Rob is somebody that the board really loves, and he's very well respected and very competent. And as Steve has battled some of his illnesses in the last couple of years, Rob has stepped up and filled in and done an excellent job. So I suspect that you will hear from us within the next 2 weeks.
And one more question for you, and that is now that the final approval has been given by the board with regard to the purchase of the Shenate Road property and the old hospitals that are there, what is next for that project?
That's a great question, and in the next 12 and 18 months, those entitlements have to be secured, and that means there's going to be a lot of, just a lot of work to do in terms of the developer to get the entitlements from the city of Santa Rosa, and then eventually a permit to build. So, there's tests to be done, and EIRs and all of those good things that happen, which are very rigorous and extensive in any type of development. And what we've been telling the neighbors who have concerns about buffer zones and traffic and things like that
right.
Those will all get rigorously reviewed during an EIR process, and they will have plenty of time to weigh in. I think it's going to need a lot of stakeholder outreach because there's a lot of fear out there, but boy, what an opportunity for us to create some great housing for working families and seniors and veterans. And we just haven't had this big of an opportunity in a long time. And that's a great site. And the really neat thing about it is when people get concerned that it's going to be a bunch of apartments all over the hills, I like to remind them that the actual proposal for the master plan and vision includes a 64-acre park with 2 miles of trail that go down Shenate. I mean, the trail actually goes along Pollen Creek. So what will happen is that those parcels will finally be connected, and you will have a great park and a dog park also, and probably an amphitheater if it all goes well, and a little grocery store. So seniors that live up there don't have to drive off the hill every time they need to pick up some milk.
Well, we asked you to cover a lot of territory this morning, and you have.
Thank you,
Supervisor Zane. Appreciate that, and we will be talking to you soon.
Okay, thanks so much, Pat. Have a great morning.
That's Supervisor Shirley Zane, also a director for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.